conversations with gospel artists, pastors. Our faith is what got us through all the troubles and disasters. Indeed, we fell short, but the Lord never passed us. Our belief in God is the most important factor. It's the Velika B Project. You're now tuned in to the Velika B Project with your host, Velika B, lover of God, founder and CEO of Set Apart and Chosen. Sit back and relax and enjoy the conversation.
So he's always messing with me about that.
Oh, God, Kenny is the truth.
Lisa!
He got such a big, he has a big, big mouth.
You already know. Y'all got to give her a big hand clap of praise as she entered the sanctuary.
Hey. Welcome in the room. We have Lisa Noel Smith. We are excited here at Set Apart and Chosen to have her on New Music Monday. Hello, sis. How are you?
I am well. How are you? Thank y'all for having me. I'm running in from being mama. Y'all know I wear like 1,000 hats. I'm a baby boy in the playoffs, so I was running.
Uh-oh, you was at the game.
But I made it.
Not mad at you.
Listen, that is crazy. You are phenomenal. Like, oh my God, we got so much to cover in a short time frame. You are killing the game. You are one of the most sought after female vocalists. We all be trying to do stuff that Lisa knows do that sometimes our voice don't let us do. You are often imitated, but never duplicated. There's only one Lisa Knows Smith for real.
Right.
For real.
That part.
And you killing it. Like, what in the world? What have you been up to?
Oh, listen. First of all, I'm humble. Thank you. I appreciate those kind words and all the love that you show me, Velika. Of course, we go way back. You know, we've been rocking for a while now. Thank y'all so much. I just appreciate it. And I don't take it for granted because people can be nice, but they ain't got nice to you.
Right.
Okay, church?
That's true.
Much for being nice. I appreciate it. But, you know, the Browns, we back at it. You know, new music out, back out, trying to do our quartet thing. That's where we at, you know?
God, listen, you are killing. Like, so it's so many. Oh man, it's so much to this, dog. It's so much. Like, most of you know, I remember the first record, Live in Memphis, and we used to sing them songs. I Need You, Lord Jesus, all of them songs. Latasha Tubman, she used to come to Oklahoma City, do these workshops, and we used to be singing quartet songs in the choir, like, hands down. And now you back with a twist to the songs, and they're even bigger, even greater. Like, what is that about?
I wanted to be able to have the nostalgic feel of people who have followed the group for years, kind of be, I've been singing, of course, since I was 9 years old, and the lead singer since I was 12. So a lot of that music we've done over the last 30 years kind of was, they used to call me Lil Lisa. You know, I was Lil Lisa back then. So kind of wanted to feel that the nostalgic feel of Little Lisa, Young Lisa with the Browns, the first over to kind of meshing and merging other genres of music with quartet. And, you know, I wanted to do that and then kind of bring into some of this grown Lisa stuff. Kind of after you've been through some stuff and God has been amazing to you, you kind of, you know, share that within the language of the music. So it's just a mashup of a lot of things. And I think our heart was kind of on display in this record. So I'm excited.
Wow.
Proud of this body of work. I produced this record, and I'm proud of this body of work.
Wow. How dope is that? See, I didn't even know that. So y'all see in a producing like a madman. What is this about?
Well, you know, I've always produced. I've always written majority of the Brown Singers music.
Okay.
I've always arranged and played and kind of in my mind, I heard and was able to team up with some other people like Marquis Walker, who produced the Live in Memphis, the first record, in Memphis. He had the Evolution Continues record. And then after that, kind of doing it on my own since then. And now this time, you know, teamed up with the guys that travel with me now and told them, hey, this is what I hear in my head. This is what I want to do. And how? And they just was like, okay, auntie. Okay, big
sister. Let's do it. Wow.
Again, it's just an amazing body of work, and I'm super, super proud.
Super dope, man. Listen, I want all of y'all to go get the record. I want you to just start writing your favorite Brown Singer song, Lisa Knowles song, across there, across the screen, so we can see what song is yours. I know every song. Look at that joint. Look at that. All right. I mean, and every last one of them is snatched and
clean.
Fine, okay?
Clean.
Fine.
Yes.
Okay?
They always, when they hit the, it doesn't matter. They hit the stage, they can hit a photo op. They're going to always look good, period. Thank you.
Always. So do y'all actually have a stylist or you do the styling too?
Pretty much we do it all. You know, back in the day when we started, we came out of the suits and stuff that we used to wear, that old school, because now the group has been singing since 1976. So that was, we wore suits with the rhinestones and the clear shoes, you know. We'd have been down that road.
Quartet, for real.
That style and look, and I think it was around, maybe when I was about 20, 21, I was just like, listen, we got to, you know, be more modern, more trendy. Man. And Clark Sisters was our was our inspiration, you know. That's kind true. Of, they were very good, and they're still very good at being trendy, but still kind of representing their their seasonedness. Yeah. Can I make my word? You know, they very respectful, very modest. Holiness is still right, but that transcends generations, and that's kind of what we wanted to do. So we kind of changed up the look and kind of went more modern, and you know, flipping the thing over, not really changing who we are, but kind of staying true to the quartet style and look, but from a more modern, trendy perspective, if I should say. You know,
that's dope. That is so dope. Go ahead, Auntie.
No. Let me compliment you guys on this, like, for a female group to be together as long as y'all have and no breakups, no dramas that we have heard about, is simply amazing. So I appreciate that as well.
Thank you. You know, and it, to be honest with you, I don't think you can do anything with a group of people and times not, you don't have moments where there are good times and bad times. But this particular because we of course, in 40 years, we have a lot of the originals who started with the Brown Singers, some of them have passed on. My mom is the only original from 1976.
Oh, wow.
Still up with us. But this particular group that you see now has been together for over 20 years. So God blessed us. And what makes it work is that we all know that it's not about us individually. Even though my name is in the front, it is about glorifying God. And none of us, there are no egos. There are no, you know, we don't have to fight that because all of us got the same thing in mind. Let God be glorified. Let the people of God be edified. And let the devil be just terrified.
That's good. I love it.
We mean what we sing.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's so dope. That is so dope. And listen, speaking of the Brown Singers, man, y'all just had a celebration. Y'all just had a celebration where they paid tribute to you and Kim Cutter Fool. Everybody got on stage, was phenomenal. Like, how did that make you feel to sit down for once when you're used to putting it together? You're used to being out front, making a call in the shop, and then to have your family and your group to say, you're going to sit down this time and we're going to honor you. How does that feel? How did you feel?
Maybe I was stressed out. Can I tell you the truth?
I was stressed out.
Because, you know, it's unfortunate, and the way that I'm going to say this, you're going to get it. Sometimes we only know ourselves in that place. I only know myself as a performer. I only know myself as a person who brings things together, who makes stuff happen, who boss, you know what I mean? So, you know, it was a struggle for me. I had my husband stop and give me some stress gummy because I was like, I'm going to be stressed out. I don't know how to sit down. You know, look at my son. So I tell him, I don't know how to sit down. But in retrospect, to have that moment made me reflect on just my gratefulness to God and to people that God would allow, because we don't choose our gifts. God chooses.
That's right.
So the fact that he chose me and he allowed me the opportunity to share my gift with the world and that people are blessed by it. It's just something that can't really be explained. I'm just grateful that I am here. I'm grateful to hear the testimonies. I'm grateful that people get to see the glory of God through my music, through my life.
Yes.
It makes me feel like my living and my serving is not in vain. Yeah. So I'm grateful. Yeah.
That's dope. That is dope. So shout out to the Brown Singers. I love all the Brown Singers, man. I love them.
Ain't but one of them got an Instagram. That's Sierra. The rest of them are not even on social media.
What?
That Keena Ray. Rachel, they do not do social media.
You are kidding.
Wow. Hey,
only me and Sierra. Me and Sierra. And Sierra's in school now. She's in class most of the time. In her degree in psychology as well. Shit. So, wow. You know, they don't even do social media. They like, oh, go ahead, man. Have fun. Tell us what they said.
Y'all have fun.
Right.
Wow. That is so amazing. Listen, you said your son was on here. Is that the son that's always going viral, singing with you?
Yeah, that's him. Caden.
Yeah, Katie can sing.
Listen, if his mama doing something, he don't watch it. He probably don't think he'd be a security guard or something. You know, he got to watch.
That's dope. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Sometimes you got to pop your gospel trunk, right?
That part. So, that part.
I ain't mad at you. That is so great. Lisa, how are you juggling all this? Like, you're an entrepreneur. You do graphics. You got a label. You being a mom. You being a first lady. You being a wife. You being a daughter, sister. How are you doing all this?
Listen, look at Roland. We watch Roland in this.
I love my sister Roland. Love Roland.
My God.
But I play with Roland Jack and
you better not. You better not. And you better have his remaining balance when you pull up to the venue.
Listen.
Or they will not get out of the car.
I love it. Listen, you already know. You already know. Doing this thing has not ever been hard for me because I always keep the main thing the main thing. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, our first ministry, the first ministry I'm called to is being a wife and a mother. Yeah. And I think that if more people would make sure that home is taken care of and that you are, you know, your first ministry is good, then you don't have to worry about being a public success and a private failure. You know what I mean? And because all of that is good, everything else just falls in line. I don't have no problem with travel. I don't have no problem with the business. And God has blessed me with some amazing people on my team who help me to keep everything in line. Yeah. So, it all works. And I make sure, you know, that we handle all of our business and that we handle God's people the right way. Yeah. So, in everything we do, I always make sure that we're in position that God is being glorified through it. And that works. It just works for me. Uh-huh. I have no struggle with balancing that. I don't have no struggle. And Roland knows this. You know, we've been together for a very long time. And he knows that my family comes first. There are some times when I say, oh, I can't go. That's my baby birthday. Well, I can't go because that's my husband. Wow. I can't go than the other. I don't put anything before my first ministry.
Come on.
I just don't. Can I say that? Because all of us are married. All of us have families. Yep. All of us that we do, and we collectively make it work. We do nothing, not even the Brown Singers come before our families. We have Rachel's a first lady, Sierra's a preacher, my auntie Kina, her husband's a preacher. So we all have, we serve in our churches, you know what I mean? Yep. That's first. We serve, we praise and worship leaders.
Serve, you hear that thing? Serve.
Baby, we don't just be trying to be on that road. We got quad day, baby. We can't go. Call us, you
come
know.
Come on.
We got quad day.
Right. I'm telling you, this is so dope, man. Those that are chiming in, we are sitting and talking with this amazing, amazing, amazing female vocalist, one of the greatest female vocalists of all time, in my opinion, period. Y'all can fight me, y'all can do whatever. Can't nobody touch Lisa Knowles Smith when it comes to vocals, period. Yeah. She is killing the game. She's a multi-stellar award winner. All them awards, man, piece of cake to her. She's eating on them for breakfast. Like, she's dope like that. She's a phenomenal, phenomenal singer. Most of you know she has recorded with JJ Hairston, Fantasia, Erica Campbell, John P. Key, like, she's done it. And what I love most about you is that you're a quartet singer. We all know this is no shade to anybody. But when it comes to quartet is not really considered mainstream, but you have changed the game. So now we like, oh, that's a lie. Lisa Knowles has brought quartet mainstream. Like, y'all sang on a Stellar Award. Y'all performed on Stellar Award. Y'all have Stellar Awards. Like, y'all have totally change the game. So what can you say to that, to those that may be coming up in quartet and kind of across the line juggling quartet and contemporary, or juggling that in gospel tradition, like all of that? What can you say to that?
You know, I think there has to be a level of, in any genre, anything that you do, there should be a first a authentic mindset that you should have to being authentic to who God called you to be.
Come
that's
on.
First. I've never tried to change who I am or do whatever stage I'm on. I have to do it the way God gives it to me. Sure. And I think it's the authenticity sometimes that has created opportunities for me and for the Brown Singers. Yep. That we couldn't have even fathomed. We couldn't have even wrote that in. God just stay true to who we are. And then I think there should be a level of excellence. I think we should all aspire, everybody, whatever it is that you do, whatever genre it is that you do, whatever instrument you play, whatever, you know, talent you have, we should have a level of excellence that God is glorified through it, that people can see that we have prepared, that we have studied, that we have done what we're supposed to do. Because if we are God our best, you know what I mean? This is the best that I got. Then he can take that and say, okay, I got you. That's why the Bible says, self, and he'll exalt you. You don't have to exalt yourself. All the Brown Singers did was do our best, give our best, try to present something that we are proud of and that God would be glorified through. And listen, the sky has been the limit.
Yeah.
No door we've ever had to kick down. God opened doors that he wanted us to go in. We just be prepared. Because in this season, preparation is everything. And preparation was everything. We just happened to be ready and prepared when Bobby Jones was still on and they called and said, hey, y'all want to come? We were ready. The Stellar Awards, we were ready to go. There was a level of preparation that I felt like we needed to have. And that's for everybody. There is no genre that you can't, if you're not prepared singing CCM, you won't get the opportunities that other people who are prepared. So it's not that thing. It's a presentation of whatever it is that you're going to do. You got to be prepared and ready. It could be preaching. It could be dancing, baby. Prepare. Give God your best. Give the people your best. And if you do that, always putting your best foot forward, God got something to work with. That's why they say, if you make one, he'll make two. You got to make the first one first.
Right.
Good.
I'm going to say, y'all, she's going to turn the corner.
That's good.
I'm telling you.
Right.
Yo, you did the mansion party with PJ Morton.
That was good, too.
Listen, this stuff, I cannot take credit for any of it. I cannot take credit for it. And it was just all God. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I mean by just being in position so that when it's your time, you're ready to move. And I'm so grateful to PJ. I'm so grateful for, I've been on countless records, countless features. You know, I can't take any credit for it. Just all glory to God. The Brown Singers, we've been featured on the Williams Brothers, and we were on Isaac Carey's last record. And, you know, we've had so many amazing opportunities. That's all God. I can't take any credit. No credit. All God.
Good.
Wow, that's crazy. I'm telling y'all, man, she the truth. Y'all need to go get this Brown Singers record, Lisa Noel Smith and the Brown Singers live in Memphis. Two, I'm telling you, that joint is going to, you know, when it gets so good, it comes a time when the Holy Ghost overtakes you. You can't even dance. You just start having a Baptist fit and just start bucking out and turn stuff up. Man, this record gonna make you wipe a row out. I'm telling you, because it's good. Like, every song on it is good. And then when I just heard the music production of it, like, I'm like, I can't hardly stand Aunt Lisa. Like, she just don't play fair. Like, you just don't play fair, for real. Like, it is so good. And I saw so many amazing people that were writing their songs on here. Mainline, like, all these amazing songs that's on this record. Man, y'all got to go get it. If you don't have it, you're doing yourself an injustice. I'm telling you, go get the record. Every song on there is good. And then she got, how many songs on there?
It's 14 songs, 16 tracks. Wow.
14 songs. I'm telling y'all, dog. That joint is sticky. It's so good. Y'all got to go get it. You can make it. Yes. Yes. You can make it. Been on repeat. Yes.
On that one. My oldest, I have a 20-year-old daughter. She's featured on You Can Make It. So now, you know, that's what we're seeing in this lifetime. It started off three generational, my grandmother, my mama, and then me. And now my kids are coming up. You know, my kids are, my daughter, my son. You know, just, it's amazing. It's amazing. I feel like I'm still 25, but I'm not. Y'all crazy. Changing right before my eyes.
Wow. So dope. So dope. Y'all got to go get it. Go get it. Go get it. Go get it. I'm telling you, it's going to bless you. What's your next city, Aunt Lisa? Like, where y'all going next?
Next, we're going to be in Alabama, I believe. We got a few shows left for the rest of the year. Alabama coming up, Texas coming up. Don't make me tell. I got a couple of places coming up. We just left Fayetteville for WIDU, and we definitely still have a full schedule throughout the rest of the year, and you know, still preparing already, getting dates for 2024. So wow. God is gracious. And we, like I said, doing this a long time, we're just grateful that the phone still keeps ringing, that people keep calling, people still emailing, you know what I mean? We're still getting an opportunity to go and share this thing the way God gives it to us. So I'm excited.
Somebody put on here earlier, they want to know about your company. Let everybody know about your company.
Yeah, EvoWare Entertainment. So I have, it's really an entertainment company. And under that umbrella, we have a label. And then the other side is the entertainment company, where we offer a la carte services to independent artists. I thought it was very important, because I've been doing this a long time. And I definitely understand sometimes how we feel like we need a label and we need, you know, all of this. But if we be honest, everybody's not going to get that opportunity. So we tried to create a system that allows independent artists to still have access to label services. So we do marketing. Artist development, we do songwriting, we do production, we do teach you how to network, we just a little bit of vocal coaching, we do it all under, so you can do it a la carte, or you can make a package specifically for you, and we kind of help people get their thing off the ground. We do social media, we manage people pages, you know, we help them post. Folks don't even know how to post sometimes. It's cool, that's all right, you got to back.
My tray don't.
Whoa.
You don't need it. Trey don't know how you do.
Whoa.
Trey Collar. Trey Collar.
Prophetic. She walked right into it.
Listen. Whoa. Okay. Call me.
I need to. For real, dog. Like, when I tell you, she be saying on me about posting.
Amazing team, and some of them are on here now. I saw Ashley saying Team Evo World, an amazing team who has a heart for people. Mm-hmm. And I think everything that I do is all about making sure that you're serving in the capacity that God would have you to serve. So I'm super grateful for my team, because they make it happen. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They make it happen. A lot of artists that we've done live recordings, we've done, help them do music videos, all kinds of stuff. So if you don't have, because people feel like they don't have resources and access. Right. So we grant that through our company to help them get things done that they need to get done. So yeah. And I have one artist signed, their quartet group called Men of Praise. If you ain't heard Men of Praise, you definitely need to check out Men of Praise, because quartet is in good hands. There is an evolution of quartet that is happening, and it's still your grandmama's feel, but it's something new that is being presented through quartet, the quartet genre of music, and I think it's amazing. So Men of Praise from Tuscaloosa, Alabama, they're getting ready to release a new single. I'm super excited about them. Holy Ghost Praise. That's all I got to say. Just remember that. Holy Ghost Praise. I'm telling you, you ain't done seen nothing like it. You ain't done heard nothing like it, and it's about to change the game. I'm super proud of
them. I tell people all the time that quartet and choir made Set Apart and shows and Facebook page, that y'all make stuff go viral. Like, because of y'all, I had the growth over there. Yeah. Quartet and choirs.
Listen, because don't nobody get played as much as Lisa knows in the Browns from this one. Because she posted this away. You hear me?
I know it's going to work, shoes. I ain't dumb now.
She posted away. And the followers, they love, we all just love Lisa knows in the Browns, period, hands down. And the group that you named that signed to you, they were at the Stellar Awards. They did, hey, Auntie, Valika, they did Kari and Dominique showcase.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And they took the room and they did just like this. They just dumped in 5 minutes.
Wow.
And I'm looking at Lachelle Crump like, she's like, they signed Lisa. I'm like, why'd they acting like this? Like, it was disrespectful. Like, they cut up so bad. Like, literally. Wow. So I'm telling y'all. What's their name again, Aunt Lisa?
Men of Praise.
I need to write that down.
Look, you
Men
write that
down.
Me too.
Listen, write that down. Men of Praise. I'm serious. And y'all know I don't be doing it, but them dudes, they flat for saying.
They can. I'm so proud of them. So proud of them. So proud of the direction. And we're not trying to change quartet, but I think that a lot of times people only know, you know, the old school people. Yep. That's cool. respect them, love them, we stand on their shoulders. But there are so many amazingly talented singers quartet that hasn't had the opportunity to have the big stage. And, you know, I'm working on that. We definitely working on some really, really big for 2024. And of course, our brother Chubbs introduced the Quartet Music Awards. On that allow quartets to kind of shine and have a moment where you get to see where the progress that we have made as a genre and where we're headed as a genre. So I'm grateful for that.
Dope. That is so dope. Y'all got to get connected. I'm telling y'all, man, go get live in Memphis too. I'm telling you, y'all going to love it. If you're a big fan like me, get it and annoy your neighbors in your apartment, turn it all the way up sky high and just start acting. What? You got to. And just start thumping through the house. I'm telling you. So y'all got to go get it, man. Live in Memphis too. That joint is so good. Hey, Lisa, tell us where we can follow, connect with you on social media.
Absolutely. Of course, we are everywhere. You cannot live in this world in 2023 and not be on all social media outlets. We are on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. I got a real TikTok, y'all. Pray for me. Ooh, Jesus, trying to Snapchat.
So we are. I'm going to have to add you on there.
I actually be posting. I got videos on there. Like, I done made all kind of reels and tutorials. Kind of stuff.
Let me find out.
I be stressed trying to keep up, but I love it. I love it. We love being able to stay connected to people because that's social media. It is a network of people, and you get to be closely connected sometimes in a virtual space to people that you can't physically get to. So we're everywhere. Lisa Knowles Smith, Lisa Knowles Smith, and the Brown Singers. Very active, very responsive, and we appreciate y'all. We see y'all. We get all the tags, all the videos, all the shares, all the everything. Thank you so much, because the truth of the matter is, for everybody that will watch this and everybody that's on here now, we cannot do this without you.
Wow.
Without your support, without your love, without buying tickets when we come to your city, then we can't do what we do. So thank you so, 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 so much.
So dope. Auntie, go ahead. You got anything else before we go?
Oh, I was just saying, absolutely. And I haven't forgot, we're still going to do the Artist Hub. I need your company inside there to help these artists. Like, man, it's amazing what honest to God, artists do not know. And they need the help. And I don't want to see anybody take advantage of them. So I really do trust your vision. I can't wait to just bring everything in.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. And it's definitely something that is a part of my vision. I see Sierra just join. Sierra, there goes C.
Hey, Sierra.
Holy girl, we were just talking about Instagram. You.
That's the only one. Hey, C.
Listen.
Her song. She got a song called Like I Do.
Really?
I met her when she was 17 years old. 17 years old. She was singing at a church, and my grandmother heard her sing, actually. And my grandmother said, this girl, she needs to sing with y'all. You know, she ended up... And came to rehearsal, and every show for the first probably year, she passed out. Every time we got ready to sing, she was singing so hard till she fell out.
Wow!
And she has created a space. She is a powerhouse singer and preacher. And she was very, you know, was going viral all the time singing "God Is Keeping Me." Just doing her own thing, because we all have ministry outside of the Brown Singers. And I told her this for this record. She said, "Don't you tell it."
Don't you tell it.
Record.
Too late. Too late. You already told
me. Yeah, I said, I want to do something churchy for Sierra because that's just who she is. If you know her, you know she church.
Right.
And recorded Like I Do. If you haven't heard Like I Do, you need to hear. It is Sunday morning church. Your choir can sing it. Your women's choir can sing it. I know churches get they kind of slowly bringing their choirs back. Y'all need to start singing. That's why I praise them like I do. She's a powerhouse. I love you, sis. I just saw her on here. I wanted to make sure that I acknowledged her because, again, we are a group of five. My name might be out front, but we are the Brown Singers. Each and every one of us make this group what it is.
That's good.
Period. Yeah. And you pass any last, you know, some groups, you can't pass everybody the mic. You better leave them in the background because you're going to be shamed.
Oh, no.
But they don't have that testimony and the Brown
thing. I get scared of that mic. Oh, yeah. I can sit down, actually. I can take a break. I can breathe a little.
Oh, my God. And y'all drive me into a coma every single time. I can't take it. I can't take it. Love you, Sierra. Right. I'm telling y'all, y'all got to go get the new record by Lisa Knowles Smith and the Brown Singers entitled Live in Memphis 2. That joint is going to bless you. I'm telling you. So go get it tonight. Download it. And thank your boy, because I'm telling you, you're going to love it. I'm telling you, they singing down on there. Every song is smacking. Yeah. All right? Mm-hmm. Every song is smacking. So we love you, Lisa.
Oh, thank y'all so much. I appreciate y'all. Set Apart and Chosen means a lot to me. Thank Malika, you know I love you so much. Montre Nephew, you know how we go. You know how we roll. We go way back.
Way back. Period.
I appreciate the love and support for the Brown Singers. Thank y'all.
Love you.
Love you too.
All right.
All right, family, that's all we got tonight. Y'all go get the new record by Lisa Knowles Smith and the Brown Singers. It's going to bless you, all right? It's going to bless you. And thank you to my auntie, the boss lady, the founder, the CEO of Set Apart and Chosen for allowing us to come on here and hang out on New Music Monday. Until next week, family, be blessed. We got some more guests coming next week, so y'all better stay tuned, all right? Love y'all.
Love you, son. Bye. You.
Well, that concludes this episode of the Valika B Project with your host, Valika B. Until next time we meet, be blessed.